Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning, Houston. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 this Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Hope you get a chance to mow the lawn today, do some outdoor grilling. A lot of fun stuff. It's definitely lawn mowing season. So, you know, I was thinking about this show, right? The show we got, this Home Show Garden Pros. And it's a really cool show. What we do is we've gathered all these kind of super knowledgeable folks from all over the city. And everybody's got their, like, specialty. You know, it's really cool. So we can cover the whole gambit of gardening. So we're here to help you be a better gardener. So if you're like wondering, you know, how do I become that person that everybody else looks at my lawn with envy? How am I that person that shows up to a party with a bag of fresh tomatoes and everybody's like, "Oh, so good," because you have so many extra. You're that great fruit tree grower, that the beautiful azalea run, you know, beautiful hedge of azaleas. All of those things, they're not out of reach. They're possible for you. I've always thought that the idea of a green thumb or a black thumb, a green thumb grows plants, black thumb doesn't. It's kind of a myth, you know? It's like, really, it's a science. This whole thing is a science. Even when we're talking about kind of the organic side of it, you're getting even into more science. And so there is a way. There is a way for you to accomplish your gardening goals this Father's Day weekend. So that's what we're here for. So we have gathered these great knowledge experts that are in all the time. And I'll let you know where we get them from because it's a really, you're going to be like, dang, that's a cool list. You're going to be like, Danny, that's a cool list. Okay, here's the list. The Arbor Gate up in Tomball, awesome place. Warren Southern Gardens in Kingwood. And we'll have Diane Bolanowski here in a little bit to talk about some cool stuff, some lawn problems, what's up next in the veggie bed. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden, kind of bookending Richmond out there on the southwest side. Plants for All Seasons, 290 Louetta, boom, you're right there. Easy in, easy out, great access spot, beautiful nursery. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, which a beautiful spot, and Katie. Katie's really go-to garden shop, and the water gardens there. And then Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights, and Zach will be in here at the 8 o'clock hour to, talk a lot of different fun stuff, really explore some of the summer problems and summer myths. So, you know, we got a lot of fun. We gather all these great knowledge specialists to really talk about this gardening thing, and that's what we do. We don't just talk to the garden experts, though. It's not just me and them talking. I'm not the one who's here to learn, everybody. I'm here to learn. No, I do learn a lot from them because they're incredible, but I want you to connect with them, too. And the best way to do that, just like this, live radio show, is 713-572-4610. You call in, you talk with them, you get any question you got answered. So if it's pecan trees to persimmons to pomegranate trees, I'm only talking about fruit trees, I realize that. But, you know, any gardening question, how to get your flowers to extend longer, you don't feel like your plants are growing, we can help you with all of that stuff. So 713-572-4610. Love to hear your questions. Love to talk to you on this Father's Day weekend. So give us a call. We also, I just want to say this, is we're very proud of the people that we've got to sponsor here. We really get to say yes to people we're proud to talk about, things we've worked with, people we know, products that we know are doing a great job and products that we know work. So everything you hear on the show, anything we're talking about, we're not talking about it just because they're giving us money. We're talking about it because we know this product works. So it's a really cool kind of situation we got going on. So stick with us. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Are your plants ready for the summer marathon of scorching heat and drought? If not, now's the time to microlife everything. Your lawn, trees, shrubs, garden, and flowers. MicroLife adds billions of beneficial soil microbes and over 100 minerals and vitamins. Adding MicroLife improves your soil, reduces water use, and builds bigger root systems for your entire landscape. Your plants will love you for it. MicroLife Fertilizers. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Native plants. Hardy. Suited to our climate.
find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com. We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products. MicroLife all-organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joey. This weekend at both Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, we have tons and tons of heat-loving annuals, perennials, and colorful evergreen shrubs to replace the color that's past its prime or that's gotten beaten up by all the rain we had this week. So come on out and see what we've got. Also, now it's a great time, since it's so hot, to find the hot spots in your yard and plan to plant a tree in that spot to give you a little break from the heat. We have so much new and unique fairy garden accessories in the gift shop, it is insane. Fairy garden is a great summertime project for the kids to fill their spare time, keeping them from being bored. All the rain we had this past week has washed away a lot of the nutrients that were in your lawn and flower beds. Be sure to fertilize to replace those nutrients that were lost. We'll be open regular hours Saturday and Sunday. Enchanted Gardens is located at the corner of 723 and 359, convenient to Richmond, Cinco Ranch, and Katy. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugarland, Greatwood, and First Colony. You can also find us on our website at myenchanted.com. Let's get back to regular business at the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thanks a lot, Joey. Back to regular business means answering your gardening questions. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You give us a call, 713-572-4610, and we will do our best to help you out with your question. Here with Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens. Diane, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, pretty good. Sorry, had a little technical problem.
You know, no one would have known. It's, you know, we just roll with life, right? That's just life goes on. Hey, we got a fun situation. We got Anita Nelson calling in too. Should we bring her on? Let's do it.
Good.
Hey, Anita, good morning.
Good morning, Danny. How are you this morning?
I am doing great. So, like a little reunion.
Yeah, it is. I do have a question, though.
We did see each other recently.
It's like a reunion.
Reunion, yes.
Well, Anita, great. You have a question? Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. I've got a bed that I've made, so it's there with bare earth. Ooh, bad, right? Bare earth, not good. Mother Nature didn't like it. And I was wondering, do you think I could plant a bunch of cosmos and zinnias maybe right now? Would they do okay? Would they still germinate and grow?
Anita, I definitely would recommend it. Cosmos are so easy to germinate, and they do beautifully pretty much year-round, except in the dead of winter. And zinnias, too. I'm always careful with zinnias because of our humidity. I like to remove some of the lower leaves, as they mature. But, no, I think you're good to go.
Excellent. And how do I do that? Just scatter the seeds over this area and then maybe throw some mulch on top of it? Would that work? How would you recommend doing it?
Well, with the cosmos, I would go ahead and seed, and then just keep the bed barely moist, and don't mulch until, you see some real growth. On the zinnias, you could try that approach, but you might just do a few on the side in small pots and then plant them out once they get their true leaves, just in case. I've had good experience with cosmos just reseeding.
Cool. Well, I will definitely give it a shot. Thank you so much.
That's awesome. Yeah. Anita, any cool stuff happened this weekend up at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens?
Yes. We have buy two fish, get one free, and all of our wind spinners are on sale, and our nursery stock, our large pots, plants are all on sale right now, too. So it's a great time to stock up on plants, and I would just hold them until fall and then plant them in the fall.
I had my eye on a couple of the pots back in the clearance aisle. They've probably been purchased, though. I need to get back there and check it out. Well, thanks so much.
Yeah.
Oh, no, go ahead.
It's not pottery. It's the big nursery stock that's on sale right now.
Okay. Okay, cool. Well, nothing wrong with that. Get yourself some good bushes and trees and stuff.
You bet. Well, thanks a lot, Danny, and thanks, Diane, for answering my question, because that's what I'm going to do. And after I listen to the show, get out there and throw out some seed.
I love
Great.
That.
Great. Have a good weekend.
Thanks so much, Anita.
Okay.
You know, Anita had a great question. I'm sure she was, you know, asking for a client and a customer that maybe just wanted to get the answer out there. But really, gardening from seeds is such like a great thing to do.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think you have to be careful what you choose, but there are some things that do fantastic from seed, and really, they're much tougher plants in the long run.
Yeah, yeah. One of the plants I found is the like easiest to grow from seed is called Biden's Alba, or it can be called Spanish Daggers. It's got a little like it's a little white flower on a tiny little kind of dome shape. Not tiny; it's more like 18 inches, 2 feet. But it makes a bunch of summer flowers. It's a really really cool plant, and it comes up as easily as zinnia. Do you have another favorite, like another easy to start from seed that's pretty much a winner every time?
Well, cosmos, always. There's a lot of vines. There's like cypress vine.
Yeah.
And that is so easy to do from seed. And you know, what? Since we're talking about seed, one thing, perennials, you can definitely do perennials from seed, but you have to be really patient because most people don't realize that usually the first season or it takes a good 6 months. The plant is making its roots and its leaves. And so when you do perennials from seed, they generally don't bloom until the next season.
Right.
So don't be impatient. And I've pulled plants out before. So
no, and that's a great bit of advice. And it maybe brings to mind one of the limitations of growing perennials from seed. Yes, you get a long range plant, but you really got to be patient. Well, we're going to keep answering your gardening questions, 713-572-4610. Lee, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Diane?
Oh, thank you. I was visiting with my brother, and we both like to grow figs, but he wanted a type of fig I've got up at my house, and I wanted to make cuttings from it. And I was wondering, you got any recommendations on how to plant a cutting from a fig to get it to grow?
You can definitely take cuttings from a fig, and you should be able to get them to do well. But however, I would wait to take the cutting until the fall. Is your fig in production right now, or is it? How's it doing?
Oh, the plant's doing great. It's going like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't have this one. So I was going to get him a cutting of it. But I guess I could try one, and it's going to grow. If it keeps on growing like it's going to grow, it's going to be big by the fall. I've had it for several years, and so I could take more cuttings in.
Yeah, I mean, I love to take cuttings. I always recommend taking more than you need just to make sure that they take. And to be patient, there's some things that, you know, they'll root very quickly, and then other things take some time. I've used root tone before on some things, but usually I don't. You just have to be real careful that you keep the soil barely moist. And I always take a much, much bigger piece or a longer cutting than sometimes they recommend. And I always angle it into the soil so I get as much area.
Well, I've got about an 18-inch piece that was kind of cut off, so.
Yeah, that's right. That's good.
Okay, and I learned about a type of tomato called a Pomodoro tomato, and we were really, and I had some, and they taste like steaks. I mean, they're wonderful.
Oh, wow.
And so what's a good time to plant those to sprout them so I'll have some for the fall?
I would probably wait about 4 weeks. Just because you're going to be battling with just you don't want them too wet and you don't want them to dry out, I would wait about 4 weeks, and then you know you can start them outside or you can start them inside, but you need to, you know, once they get their true leaves, you can kind of harden them off, which means right. bringing them in and out so that they'll toughen up. But I would probably wait about 4 weeks.
So that'd be about July 4th or July 15th, something like that.
Right, if you're going to start them from seed.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a good idea. I can't wait to get them going. They're a true tomato, and they you can let one rot and take the seed and plant them.
Oh, nice.
And so right. I'm looking forward to that, too.
That's really great.
It's been a great tomato season this year. So
it really has.
With all the rain, goodness.
Well, yeah. Lee, it sounds like you mentioned you tried this this variety in Italy.
Oh, that was, yeah, I almost wanted to go back to Italy just to eat the tomatoes.
We won't turn you in, but did you sneak any seeds through customs?
No, I thought about it.
Yeah.
I wanted to try and sneak a tomato through customs.
Sure.
found an organic site on the web that I could get them.
Oh, good.
If you grow that one, try growing San Marzano paste. That's my very favorite. Mm. That's an absolutely delicious Italian tomato, and it does great
here. Maybe I'll try that one, too.
Yeah.
If it's as good as this other one, I'll be in a new realm of tomatoes.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Lee, we really appreciate the call. We're up against a break, but great question on figs. And actually, I'm going to have a couple more questions. I know, Lee, you probably know how to start from cuttings, but I'm going to really kind of dig into that with Diane after this quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com, organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Has your lawnmower been sitting up for over a month and now it won't start? We can help. Hi friends, Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. Today's gasoline contains ethanol, which in time can absorb moisture, and that moisture will gum up your fuel system, making it hard to start. Our technicians can service your mower, clean out the fuel lines, and clean or replace the carburetor, getting you back to mowing your lawn. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to make your lawn and garden flourish. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or southwestfertilizer.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
That is what we're doing, answering your gardening questions. Talk to Anita Nelson, caller in, asking about seeds, starting from seeds, and then Lee calling in, talking about this great tomato we found and growing figs from cuttings. Speaking of cutting stuff, Lansdowne Moody is a awesome company for selling these tools that cut things called Steel. So Steel and Lansdowne have kind of teamed up to really get the word out about these great products that Steel makes. So they make quite a few great hand tools, hedge trimmers, chainsaws, line trimmers, you know, weed whackers are called line trimmers professionally. Blowers, really, line trimmers, blowers, pressure washers. These are three products that everyone probably should have in their space. If you're a homeowner that's take care of a lawn, you should get Steel tools because A, they make the job quicker, B, they last a long time, and C, they work really, really great, and you get a better looking product. So this is summertime. The lawn is growing so fast. Line trimming, doing it the hard way is really hard. Additionally, it's pressure washing time. Cleaning decks, cleaning siding, fighting off outdoor fungi that might be growing on your house or mold or whatever. Cleaning walkways. Also, you know, using a good pressure washer can kind of cool you down. So the Steel RB200 model is perfect for home projects. Now, it's not some little, you know, wimpy little spray hose thing. This is a real pressure washer that will really do your work. On top of really Steel's offering the best battery-powered chainsaws, trimmers, leaf blowers, so you can get the battery charge. The leaf blower especially is incredible. Get up on the roof, you're blowing up there, back in the back of the corner of the yard, all the places that you maybe can't take an electrical corded one. Lance Almoody only sells steel hand tools because steel hand tools are the best. They literally could sell anything at all on the market, and they chose steel because steel makes really, really incredible products. So it's Father's Day weekend. Great time maybe to consider a really nice upgrade for your dad on a hand tool, a handheld equipment. And really, there's no higher upgrade than going to steel. So it's Steel Dealer Day is happening right now. So the way you do that is you get over to Lansdowne Moody. Awesome shops. Really cool thing is they don't sell you a box. They assemble the tool for you and will send in its warranty card. Pretty cool stuff. So there's quite a few Lansdownes all over town. Lansdowne Moody. There's one at East Freeway before 610 East. There's one in Webster, one in Conroe. There's one Beltway 8 just south of 59, up in Splendora, and over in Hockley. So really, kind of, we've got a lot of locations all over the place. For a spring tune-up or a really great tool, head to Lansdowne Moody and get yourself a steel. You can find more about what's going on, more about the Steel Dealer Days at lmtractor.com. Woo! All right, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Danny Milliken here with Diane Bolanowski, the wonderful.
Good morning.
The fabulous.
Thank you.
So, you know, we talked tomatoes a little bit with Lee there, but I know today is a tomato-focused salsa day for you guys, right?
Well, actually, it's tomorrow Father's Day.
On Father's Day. Nice.
But we're getting ready, so, you know, we're really, really excited. And this week has been just tomato week at my house, at least, and a lot of our customers are giving us just really rave reviews on their tomatoes this year. So I've been coming up with all kinds of different things. I've made salsa. I've made marinara. I've made pizza a couple times.
Nice.
So really great tomatoes this year.
Pizza's a big winner with tomatoes because you can make the sauce and you can top it with tomatoes.
Yes.
Yeah. I love fresh tomatoes on a pizza. That's like one of my favorite tasty treats. Well, this is Home Show Garden
Delicious.
Pros here with Diane Bolanowski. She's an expert on gardening, flowers, anything pollinator-oriented, loves the vegetable stuff. We've got a couple games we're going to play in a little bit. But we're taking your calls, want to answer your question, but want to tease this first game. It's called Lawn Losers. We're going to be talking about weeds in the lawn. But before we do that, we always want to again prioritize you guys if you call in, 713-572-4610. So before we start our Lawn Losers game, Rebecca, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Oh, good. Well, I received a beautiful bromeliad for Christmas, and it has a ball. It's wrapped in a kind of ball moss, and it can be hung. But it's put out two pups, and I want to know how I remove those pups. I can stick my finger down the middle of that ball and, you know, go pretty far to feel how that pup is, but how should I take that pup out and plant him?
You can actually use sharp pruning shears to remove them. And as far as planting them goes, usually you can just set them upon the soil and they'll root in. It may take a while, so you need to make sure, you know, they're kept stable. But, you know, and you want to keep them in an area really the same as you've been cultivating them. So in a really bright area. But it's going to take a while for them to root in, so just be patient. And just as you would with the bromeliad, don't overwater. You just want that soil barely moist for them to root into because, you normally just water into the cups. So that part's really important.
Okay. So you normally just water into the cup, not into the – you spray the ball with – some kind of fish emulsion
or kelp,
because I was wanting to eat the flower, but I don't know how you get them to flower very well.
On the mature bromeliad?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, there's a little delay when I'm listening to you. That's normally what I would do. Fish emulsion is good stuff, and usually that will help kick things into bloom. And so, you know, sometimes plants can be a little bit stubborn, as far as blooming goes. Do you have it in really bright light?
Oh, looks, gosh, I think we dropped Rebecca accidentally. I couldn't hear her very well.
Yeah, I had trouble.
So it sounds like that she's got this for Christmas. But Rebecca, if you want to call back in and really connect, reconnect about the bromeliad, that'd be great. We couldn't hear you too well, but it sounds like she's been having it survive from Christmas, but not flowering yet.
Well, you know, it may be on an off cycle. It may not be ready to flower yet. So I would go ahead and keep doing what she's doing with the fish emulsion, making sure to water properly into the cups. And as far as the cuttings go, that's gonna take a while.
Well, let's explore it after this quick break from the Home Show Garden Pros sponsors.
Backyard gardeners, urban farmers, and pet owners have all depended on Wabash Feed and Garden for decades. Only one thing has changed. We've moved. Not far, just up Shepherd, north of 610. Hi, I'm Betty Hecker, and we love to see you visit our new home. We still provide you with the same personal service and an even wider selection of plants, critters, and organic solutions. Organic solutions are our passion and our specialty. Struggling with your lawn or garden? Bring us a picture. We'll find you a solution. Kids are always welcome. We often have bunnies, ducks, and farm critters, along with rescue animals ready for adoption. Wabash Feed and Garden, Houston's only place where you'll find EarthKind gardening solutions, holistic pet treatments, veggie starts, habitat plants, farm critters, and unique gift ideas. We are a little bit of the country in the heart of the city. Come on by. Wabash Feed and Garden, 4537 North Shepherd, just north of 610, wabashfeed.com, or call us at 713-863-8322.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Plants for all seasons in Northwest Houston. Come and get your green on.
Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. We've been organic gardeners for over 30 years.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Katie's full-service nursery.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. We're here with Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens.
Good morning.
Good morning. Diane, you know, we kind of really never addressed this fig starting thing that Lee talked about. He talked about taking a cutting and then growing a whole new plant from that. I think for some people that seems like the equivalent of getting a cutting of wood and filling it with a phoenix feather and turning it into a wand. You know, like yeah. like magic that's happening. And
it is magic, I think.
Well, yeah, just a different kind of magic, though. Will you explain the process and kind of maybe give a couple tips on how people can do that? And does it work with every plant?
Some plants are a lot harder than others, and so I don't recommend it on all plants. But really, that's what got me most excited about gardening, learning that I could take a plant and make another plant with it. So you want to make sure, because when you're reading books, it'll say, you know, take a 12-inch piece, or sometimes it'll even say take a 6-inch piece. I'll usually take as much as I can get away with. Oh, wow. 18 inches on the fig is good. On a rose, if I can get that much, I'll do that, because you want as much surface area to make contact with the soil. You want as many leaf nodes, in the soil, because then you have more opportunities for rooting. And I like to use a container that's pretty deep, because then I can angle the cutting in the soil instead of just having it upright, and it just gives me a little bit more surface area. Roses, sometimes they'll take a really long time, and other times they'll be pretty quick. And it also matters when you take the cutting. On some plants, it's a good idea to take it, you know, in the fall or spring. It just depends. You might have a little bit of a hard time right now just because it's hot, and you always want to make sure to keep the soil moist but not wet at all. And so that can be tricky sometimes when we're this hot. Some people will try to root everything in water, just because there are a lot of plants that will root directly into water. Coleus is an example. Coleus can root sometimes in two, three days. And then you can pot it out into soil.
Oh, wow, cool. That's so neat.
Yeah, I think it's really exciting.
No, it is, because, you know, like coleus and begonia.
Right, they root very easily.
Yeah,
also.
And it's just like such a great thing to do with children also, where you can kind of get them involved in this process really easily and successfully.
Also, what's super fun, especially for novice gardeners or people who think they have a brown thumb,
right,
are succulents, because succulents are so easy. And you can take small pieces or rosettes off of succulents and really create, you know, a combination planting, and they'll just root into the soil.
Oh, wow.
And so it's great for kids. We do a lot of projects with kids and succulents because, you know, unless you overwater, it's kind of hard to mess up.
Yeah, I would say if you're giving a gift to someone you're not sure they're a gardener and you really want to do a plant gift, a succulent with a care sheet is a really great gift.
Yes.
So I know you guys do a really cool thing is y'all give care sheets on most of your plants.
We do. We want to make sure that people are successful.
Absolutely. And that's one thing I love about Warren Southern Gardens.
Because gardening is fun.
Well, we're here, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call. We'd love to help you with your gardening topic, your gardening question, 713-572-4610. I'm here with Diane Bolanowski, and when we get back, we're playing Lawn Losers. It's going to be a new game show that we're setting up here right when we get back from this short break.
Slugs and snails attacking your garden? Sluggo Snail Bait is approved for use in vegetable gardens and can be used all over the yard wherever slugs and snails are eating your plants. Sluggo is made from iron phosphate and can be used around pets and wildlife. Plus, it's OMRI listed for organic gardening. A little Sluggo goes a long way. Ask for Sluggo at your local garden supply store. For a beautiful garden and the time to enjoy it, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're talking gardening, helping you be a better gardener. A great way to improve your gardening game, raise that level up, bing boom, is to use good soils. And good soils just got a lot easier to find because New Earth Top Shelf Organics is now available at HEB. So this is an organic approved and listed by OMRI. OMRI, O-M-R-I, is the Organic Materials Review Institute. Some of the products that New Earth is putting in this top shelf line, they have a cactus soil. We were just talking about succulents. This is a great thing to plant succulents into, this cactus soil, designed for succulents, citrus, cactus, things like that, that are like a specific nutrient set. They have a top shelf peat moss. So if you mix your own stuff, they've got that growing here. They have top shelf potting soil and a top shelf compost. So like I said, these products are available at your neighborhood HEB in these small grab-and-go bags. So if you don't like loading those big bags, Top Shelf comes in smaller bags. So you can get 1,000 of them for a big project, or they do have a full 1-cubic-foot bag for larger projects, larger areas. They're making organic prices. I'm sorry, I said that completely backwards. They're making organic products at non-organic prices. So you're getting a quality soil at a pretty good deal. So check out their line. There's quite a few more products that the Top Shelf line has, and you can learn more about them at topshelforganic.com. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm here with Diane Bolanowski. She wants to answer your gardening questions, and I want her to answer your gardening questions. 713-572-4610. We are going to get into the newest game on the planet, the hottest game. It's called Lawn Losers. Where I lift up a, what's that?
Oh, just very exciting. This is a total surprise.
Well, yeah, we love surprises, especially for you, Diane. You know I like surprising you. Okay, so I'm going to lift up a weed to you I find noxious. You're going to describe it, talk about its growth habit, and then how to treat it, culturally, mechanically, whatever. You ready? You ready to do this?
Okay.
Okay, the first lawn loser is Dichondra.
Yes. Okay. Oh, I understand. But, so, I am a little confused. So, Dichondra, it can be pretty rampant throughout the lawn. And right now, you can probably use a product called Weed Beater Plus on it. But, you know, it's pretty, you know, it's pretty rampant. It's related to a native that we have.
Yeah.
So there's a native dichondra called Silver Ponyfoot. And so it's very vigorous. So if you're a weed is just anything that's undesirable in your garden. So if you want to get rid of the dichondra, I think right now the best choice would be Weed Beater Plus.
I think sometimes people are dealing with dichondra, which is a little like a sort of horseshoe-shaped leaf that grows in a tender vine through your grass or in your beds.
Yeah.
And if it's in the lawn, you may be mowing too low. You may want to mow a little higher, 2.5 inches in your Bermuda, up to 3.5, 4 inches in your St. Augustine. You may want to mow a little higher just because the dichondra is a little guy. It's down there at the bottom by the soil. So maybe the way you can outcompete it. Great job. Well, you know, you may not have known exactly what to do, Diane, but you did perfect. That's what Lawn Losers is. Great job. Well, we're going to take
you.
A pause in Lawn Losers to answer your gardening question. Dale, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Diane?
Well, my question is, another noxious weed in my mind is nutgrass.
Ooh.
How do you get rid of nutgrass?
Oh, that's like a lawn winner there. That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, so there's a lot of products out there for nutsedge, but a lot of them don't work. So I would caution first to be careful. You absolutely have to remove the nut out of the soil. So if you're going around pulling the nutgrass and you're just getting, you know, the foliage part, if the nut doesn't come with it, you're not really, you're just wasting energy. So there is a product that I feel works really well. It's called Nuts Sedge Hammer.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
So it works really well. We do sell it at Warren's. But that's really the only product I've had success with the nut sedge. And just remember, you've got to get the nut. Otherwise, it just will keep multiplying.
Dale, I would echo the product kind of endorsement from Nutsedge. Herman Park, we had it a problem, especially in beds. The lawn, we didn't care. In beds, though, it can doesn't look like anything else. And Nutsedge was the only thing that slowed it down. And after two treatments, we really saw a total reduction.
Okay, great. That's good. I had heard of Nutsedge, but I had never tried it. And my previous treatment for it was to try to dig it up and get the nut out, and that's almost impossible, especially if you have it in your lawn, because it's going to come right back in.
Yeah, now having your lawn is tough because you can mow it just like lawn grass. It looks way different than Bermuda, though. And the product is called Sedge Hammer. You know, like
Sedge Hammer.
Yeah, like the Robert Palmer song, but with sedge instead of sledge.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dale.
Thanks.
Nice. Good call on that one, Diane. See, Dale even joined the game, Lawn Losers. So let's do that. If you're out there and you got a weed that you want to get rid of, you got a lawn loser, it's really hurting your lawn game, call us. Let's hear about it. So 713-572-4610. We got Johnny Tomatoes that we're going to get to just after this break, and then we'll keep going with our new, the hottest game on the planet right when we get back. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
That looks fun.
I enjoy it year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Nature's Way resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Like the nice man said, the number is 713-572-4610. We are here. We is me, Danny Milliken, and Diane Bolanowski, knowledge specialist on gardening from Warren Southern Gardens.
Hello.
Here, and we're, you know, we're playing this game. We're answering questions. You know, you're doing great. You're doing great. So, you know, again, the rules, someone says a weed name, you describe it for the other people who don't know it, so that everybody understands what this lawn loser is, and then we talk about how to help the lawn win, help the lawn overcome it.
Okay.
But before we get back into the game, we're going to answer Johnny's question. Johnny, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. Got a question. I live in an apartment upstairs, so I'm limited to what I can plant. I got a 5-gallon bucket with a very healthy tomato plant. My problem is, I don't know what's getting me, the birds or lizards. My tomato plant is blooming. Every time a tomato turns red, something is eating a section of it out. What's getting me?
Johnny, it's most likely mockingbirds, especially if you're, you know, if you're on a second floor. And it's super vexing because you'll see a beautiful tomato, you'll think it's perfect, and you'll go to pluck it, and there'll be a little bite mark in it. So usually it's mockingbirds. And it's a tough one. Everyone has their own little hack on, you know, how to deter it or deter the mockingbirds. But some people will put out Christmas balls. So putting out a little mini Christmas tree with shiny Christmas balls, because if their first attempt is odd or unsuccessful, then it may deter them from going after your real tomatoes. And usually that's something you want to do before your tomatoes start turning red. So, you know, they'll make a few attempts and become deterred. But I've heard that, and I've done that, and it's worked. But usually that's what it is mockingbirds. So if you can figure out a way, if you have maybe wind chimes or something else on the porch, sometimes that might help. But it sounds like mockingbirds. What do you think, Danny?
Well, Johnny, is the damage on the top of the tomato, or are there other signs of damage?
It's on the side of the actual fruit itself.
Yeah, okay. So, and something's taking a bite.
Now, is it... I noticed there are some lizards.
Yeah, the lizards eat insects.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it would be a bird or something. There's
probably
some kind
a bird. Squirrels can do it too, but yeah, I mean, I think that Diane's advice is really the way to go. It's so hard because it's kind of after the fact, but getting up anything shiny in there, people do mirrors, people do Christmas ornaments, and getting it in there so that they at least have some unsuccessful trips.
Okay. Well,
only other possible thing to try is picking them, because they go through a little bit of color change before they actually turn red. And mm-hmm. So if you can be out there every morning to see if anything's gotten any subtle color change, and then picking it up and letting it ripen inside.
Okay.
Yeah, well, and you can put them in a lunch sack. They ripen really well. The flavor is still just as good if you want to ripen them in a lunch bag. That works too.
Okay, I appreciate it. I'll try anything because it's very frustrating.
Absolutely.
It is.
I see a nice red tomato, and I pick it, and one side is all busted out.
Yep, no, we've all been there, Johnny. It's no fun.
Okay, hey, I appreciate it. I'll try to see what I can come up with.
Appreciate you.
Have a good weekend.
713-572-4610. It's so hard with tomatoes because you're dishing out this great advice, Diane, and... you know, it's like really going to be the most applicable next season with them, right? Like planting them early, you know, watering regularly, not overwatering, how to protect the tomatoes from pests. It's all like stuff that we got to remember, you know. It's like any annual plant, it's such like an interesting deal. But yeah, it sounds like, Johnny, you can get a solution kind of now on them if you do that little thing that we just learned. So...
yeah, and cherry tomatoes. They don't seem to really bother cherry tomatoes as much, and they're super easy.
Yeah, that's a great point, just doing smaller tomatoes. Yeah, that's a really, really great thought. Well, awesome. Great word, great word. All right, we're going to get back into it. Another round of lawn losers. You ready?
Yep.
Virginia buttonweed.
Okay, so Virginia buttonweed, see if I can visually describe it. It's a little weed. It has kind of a small, delicate white flower. And it spreads throughout the lawn pretty rampantly. And it's kind of hard to eradicate, but there is one product that I have used, and it really works well, and it also works on crabgrass. And it's called Garden Weasel. And believe it or not, it's made with turmeric and cinnamon. And it works extremely well on Virginia buttonweed and crabgrass.
Huh.
And the only problem I have it is it comes in a pretty small container. And so if you've got, you know, if you've got a lot to deal with, you know, you have to buy a few containers. It used to come in bulk. But it's really cool because, amazingly, the main components are turmeric and cinnamon.
Hmm, that is so wild.
Yeah, have you ever used it before?
Especially for crabgrass, which is the next lawn loser on my list. But yeah, crabgrass, it's kind of noted as a agrilawn.
Agrilawn, thank you, yeah.
Noted as a crabgrass killer. But you're saying it also works on Virginia buttonweed.
It does. It does. It works really well on Virginia buttonweed. And it smells great, too. So,
oh, yeah.
Because it's got the cinnamon
in
there.
I wonder if it's something.
But it actually works.
I wonder if it's something it does with the water and the leaf. I know that Virginia buttonweed is in that category of weeds that if you really have it in your lawn, you're probably overwatering. It's just one of those kind of weeds that points to that.
Right.
Yeah.
And the thing everyone needs to realize is that a lot of these weeds, when you see them go to flower, so they're setting seed.
Yeah.
And so once that seed drops back into your lawn, you're going to have to, you know, use a pre-emergent at some point. So we really recommend using it twice a year. Some people use it 3 and 4 times a year in 3 different cycles because what the pre-emergent does is it forms a barrier so that your weed seed doesn't germinate or anything that comes from a bulb. So that's really important.
Definitely. Great word. We're going to take a break from our awesome folks. When we get back, Raymond, we're going to talk to you, and we're going to keep on talking with Diane Blanowski until she has to go, sad face. But we'll be right back, Home Show Garden Pros.
Settlers, farmers, and gardeners. For over a century, they've depended on Wabash feed and grain for essentials. It's a place out of time. Farm critters, healthy plants, rescued pets, even handmade decor. There has been one recent change. Wabash moved. Not far, up Shepherd, just north of 610. We're still filled with healthful supplies and good advice for today's urban gardener. Yes, we're different, and that's good. Come explore a little bit of country in the heart of the city. WabashFeed.com.
Hard water makes life harder than it has to be. It leaves calcium buildup in your pipes, appliances, and skin. It leaves spots on dishes, showers, and fixtures. Instead, let Aquatex take the hard out with Kinetico water treatment systems. You'll save money on soaps, shampoos, and cleaning products. And your skin will feel silky smooth. Have Aquatex test your water and take the hard out. And the iron, too. Your independent Kinetico dealer is AquatexWater.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. Good morning, I'm Beverly at the Arborgate. You know, one of the best-kept secrets at the Arborgate is our gift shop called the Arborgate 2. It is full with home decor, handmade gifts, paintings by artist Susan Hood, art by Susan. We have the Spirit Tiles from Houston Lou, Atlanta, Georgia. Come see us and let us help you with all your decorating needs. You know, we're always happy to look at pictures, look at samples, bring us sprigs. Any questions that you have, our knowledgeable staff, we're here to help anytime. you know, regardless of the weather, the temperature, the rain, the dry, the wet, the cold, it is always time to use that famous 1-2 punch. ArborGate Soil Complete and ArborGate Blend Organic Food. Feed your soil and your soil will feed your plants. You know, the ArborGate is easy to find. We're located on FM 2920, 1.5 miles west of State Highway 249 in Tomball. You can visit us online at arborgate.com. Download our free app, the ArborGate app, or give us a call, 281-351-8851. We're open 7 days a week for your convenience. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
What that is, thank you so much, Beverly. And you know, that little gift shop she's talking about, the secret that they've got, so cool. Love the art in there. And they have a lot of really great spice blends. So fun stuff. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Danny, here with Diane Bolanowski, our all-star. And we're answering your gardening questions. Raymond, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Diane?
There we go. How you doing this morning?
I'm good.
Good morning.
Great. Okay. All right. Now, I planted some begonias in my flower bed about 6 weeks ago. And they started off pretty good. They bloomed. They flowered. But the last maybe 2 or 3 weeks, I've noticed that the leaves on them are wilting around the edges. I don't know if something's eating on them or if I'm giving them too much water. They're not directly in the sun all day. I have a sprinkler system that I give every day about 2 minutes of water. But I don't know what's going on with my begonias, and they look like they're wilting.
Okay, there's several things with begonias. On begonias, there's green leaf begonias and there's dark leaf begonias. And the green leaf begonias are for shade. Earlier in spring, they can take some sun in the morning. But if green leaf begonias are getting sun, you know, throughout the day this time of year, they could definitely stress out and burn. The other thing is that, you know, so a little morning sun's okay on the green leaf, but not much. And then the other thing that happens is slugs do like begonias. So you might check for slug issues, and you want to check for those in the evening. Go out there with a flashlight and see if you see any, you know, slugs on the plants or, you know, around the base of the plants. So that definitely happens. But another thing that is very common that happens a lot with begonias, especially bedding begonias, is that if water sits on the leaves in the height of the day, that acts like a magnifying glass, and sometimes that'll burn the leaves and damage begonias, and it can, you know, the damage can be pretty severe sometimes. So that's another thing. So make sure that you're watering you know, in the morning, and that you know, of course, when nature happens, when you have, you know, rain, you can't do anything about that, but and a lot of times the rain will, you know, dry up quick enough. But if they're getting a blast of sun and there's water sitting on the leaves, that definitely can be an issue. You think any of those things might be what's happening?
I'm not sure. I normally water about 6:30 every morning. And it does get a lot of direct sun early in the morning, so that could be it. My flower garden actually faces north, so it could get, you know, some sun early in the morning. I thought maybe it was a fungus. I do have a little problems with fungus in my flower bed. Every now and then, I'll get a little patch that kind of looks like throw up in my flower bed, and I just suspect that it's fungus. And I didn't know if maybe that was the culprit or not. But I'll look at the watering.
I think the slug issue might be what's happening.
Yeah, that's what I was going to. The slugs, check one, and then, you know, sluggo is an easy solution to that. But also, north-facing gardens can really get brutal sun in the summer. So I would also be really aware that maybe that's what's happening, is that it's not just the morning sun, but getting some maybe hot sun also, because the sun's actually now kind of straight up in the air and not on the southern end.
Right.
And, yeah. So, but it sounds like that maybe you need to kind of change your water pattern a little bit too, and do a heavier watering some days and less other days. So
okay.
I would just maybe start, maybe make that 1-2-3 list of watch out for slugs. You know, maybe see what the sun is like all day. That's a good thing today. Just like check it every once in a while, and then do some more erratic watering.
What can I put on my garden for the slugs?
Sluggo is a really great kind of tool for that. It lasts a long time, works really well. You just got to make sure they crawl over it. So, but okay. Raymond, thanks so much for calling in. Really do appreciate it.
We're
at the end of this first hour and of our wonderful time with Diane. Great job.
And thank you.
Yeah, you did a great job. Everybody's going to have fun tomorrow.
With the game.
Oh, yeah. Well, you did great. You really did great. So we're going to be back after this quick break with Zach Buchanan from Buchanan Native Plants. And Timmy, Ricky, I see you, and we'll get to you right away. Thanks a lot.
Could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan, on Home Show Radio, Saturdays and Sundays on Sports Radio 610.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.